Welcome to Ravens Radio Hour, the Muck Tuckmas Show, broadcasting live from the Sidney Lawrence Auditorium.
We had best start with a disclaimer. Those averse to puns, one-liners, quips, broad humor, and belly laughs best stay away from the new Jack Dalton production, Ravens Radio Hour's Muck Tuckmas. But those looking for a break from the annual insanity that is Western civilization's celebration of Christmas will revel in the inspired nonsense that ensues when Dalton and his cohorts take the stage.
The Seal Oil Company.
Check your oil, ma'am.
Proudly presents Ravens Radio Hour.
Muck Tuckmas's seasonal theme doesn't keep it from skewering, in a nice way, Alaska Native corporations, National Public Radio, Elvis, Big Oil, and Raven as Trickster, among other icons of our time.
Raven's Radio Hour is brought to you in part by the Franklin Upchurch Underwood Morgan Fairchild Karchner Rutherford Satterfield III Family Foundation, on the web at funkers3.org, and by the Knights in Kevlar Armed Forces Foundation, on the web at kickaf.com, a member of the Halliburton family.
The multimedia show ran four times last week in Anchorage, although it is destined to become an annual must-see. A lot of the humor revolves around everyday life in the bush, with its Ulu knives, pilot bread, and unique ways of keeping in touch.
This is KDLG in Dillingham, Alaska, broadcasting throughout the Bristol Bay region. Welcome to this special Christmas Eve edition of Open Line. Good evening, you're on Open Line.
Oh, is this Open Line?
Yes, good evening, you're on Open Line. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Are we on the live radio?
Yes, ma'am, you're on Open Line, on the air.
Hey, kids, quiet down. Mommy's on the phone. Oh, yeah, this is Sally Saluna from upriver.
There's mystery, too.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Ding.
And what do you expect? It's Kodiak Island, after all.
Ding.
The Emerald Isle, and not the one with the leprechauns.
Ding.
The only way to get anything this green is to rain 342 days a year.
Ding.
So I wrote. It was getting late, but I was on a roll, deep in chapter 11, when my concentration was broken by a quick succession of sounds.
And cautionary tales in which greedy, yet wily, Raven learns a lesson while he helps out his human friends.
Now, as it happens, Raven was flying by and smelled something really rank.
What does that smell? I just have to get closer for a nice deep whiff.
As he circled overhead, that's when he saw them. Those hungry Athabascans. And their Yupik hosts. Who were all so polite, they wouldn't dare show how they really felt.
Stinkhead.
Disgusting.
I'm offended.
The addition of the popular group Bamua to the cast, in speaking parts as well as in their stellar vocal arrangements, only heightens the enjoyment.
Hey-ya, 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 ah, hey-ya, 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 hey-ya.
Dalton is well known for his retellings of traditional Alaska Native tales through multimedia presentations, as well as his original Native-inspired stories. He's also the author of a serious stage drama, Assimilation. Bourgeois brings his varied background in opera, stage production, and a stint with Mr. Whitekey's Spinard Follies to the mix, with hilarious results. Muck Tuckmas is, as one character cries out enthusiastically, a whale of a holiday. I'm Ellen Lockyer.
Hey,